Okay, so the time is now 7:10. With the permission of the two aldermen on the committee, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Mr. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. There's no legal notice that we have to read, correct?
Nope.
Okay. So the first order of business, I guess, is to appoint a chairperson.
Yeah, Carlo will appoint you.
Will appoint me? You want to make a motion to that?
Make a motion to appoint Carlo Carlozzi for chairman.
Second.
Can I decline? Is there discussion on that?
You can abstain from a vote.
I can vote on it.
Okay. Or you can vote on it.
I can vote on it. Are there any other nominations? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So, as you all know, we're here tonight because the city charter asks that we review the salaries for the elected officials in town. One of the things that we have before us is a very comprehensive review of different salaries from the following towns. We have Bristol, we have Danbury, we have East Hartford, we have East Haven, we have Enfield, we have Groton, Hamden, Meriden, Middletown, Milford, Newington, Norwalk, Norwich, Simsbury, Trumbull, Vernon, Waterbury, West Haven, and Windsor. In some cases, you'll think that the town is bigger. In some cases, the city is bigger. In some cases, the town is definitely smaller. Some of them have a strong mayor. Some of them have a first selectman. We did different
town managers.
Some of them have town managers. Some of the positions that are elected in New Britain may be appointed by the mayor. Some of them, they may in fact be union employees. They may be civil service employees. But we wanted to get across, you know, feel for some of the different areas, some of the different towns that are going on. Our town clerk, Mr. Bernacki, also sent some information, which I don't have with me tonight, about the from CCM, I believe it was the council of city manager. So there's more information there as well. But what we did is we also looked at mill rates, and we also looked at grand lists and population. So we tried to get a really good cross reference. The first, and this was all done and all put together by Jessica Gerotana. Jessica is here, so thank you for coming, Jessica. If the committee has any questions, Jessica certainly can answer them. So a lot of these different towns, Jessica and I talked about, you know, trying to include them, and we could have gone on and on and on. But I think when we get 20 or some out of towns, plus we may have other information from different places, I really want to make sure that this time we did a more extensive review. I think it's been a while since we've done an extensive review. And, you know, the first tab is it's a summary of all the information that's in the other tabs. And then when you go to New Britain's, you'll find the different breakdowns for New Britain, and all the different towns will give you all that information. So I would hope at the end that we can look and see where we are deficient, if we need to make any adjustments to salaries. In some cases, maybe we are right on line and we're right in par, and maybe in some cases we're too high. I don't know. We'll find out when we're all done. I invited council members here. I thought some other people were going to make it, but obviously they're not here. We have Alderman Naples, Alderman Salvio. We also have our town and city clerk, and we also have our Republican Registrar of Voters. Tonight, we were going to discuss the mayor, city council, We also had on track to discuss the treasurer. And what's the fourth one? I forgot.
Town and
city clerk. Thank you. Mark is here also. So certainly, if anyone has any just overall remarks they wish to make, I think Mr. Gostin does, you're free to start out with some overall comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Alderman Sanchez, Alderman Pavone, and Alderman Carlozzi. Is this on?
Yes.
I had provided you with some information going back to my time as chair of this particular body, Compensation Committee, back in 2007. I had done, along with my committee at that time, of which I believe Alderman Hermanowski was part of, along with Alderman Catanzaro, we took a look at a number of the five elected full-time positions that we have here in the city, along with the part-time elected officials, and found that at that time, the last increase for the five full-time elected positions had been in the year 2000. What ended up ensuing for that year was a recommendation of a 5% increase across the board after council discussion for all five full-time positions. The part-time positions, such as council, clerk of the committees, and corporation council, were not addressed at that time. We're now 8 years later. Those positions are still frozen from 8 years ago at the salary increase that was afforded at that time. Overall, those positions have had one increase in 15 years. Okay, I think it needs to be addressed. Yes, it's a conflict of interest that I stand before you advocating for that, but I do believe that it can be advantageous for me to be here to answer any of your questions, seeing how I was a past chairman when this went through. Perhaps there's a procedural question or other information that you might, be lacking of that I might be able to provide. I will be here throughout this meeting. I'll be here next week when my position is discussed, along with the Corp Counsel and Clerk of the Committees, and I believe the Tax Collector. But anyways, I'd like to just be here as a resource if you feel that it can help you in your decision making.
Yeah, question. Mm-hmm. So the one increase was in 2007?
Seven.
And prior to that, it was in 2000?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you said one increase in 15
years.
That's
correct. That was just for the full-time elected positions. Okay. The council positions by charter, we had changed some things administratively back in the year 2000. Subsequently, a couple of years after that, the council set its own salary at approximately $3,500 per year. It has been remained frozen at that level for the last 12 years. And I think the clerk of the committees and the corp council, they may have increased in 2003, but likewise their salaries as part-time employees or elected officials have been frozen since then as well.
And just a question, the city treasurer, when was that decrease? Was that back in 2002, 2003?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, at that time, yes.
And that was just a decision made for that one position at the time?
Yeah, the duties had long changed since the prior charter had been in place since 1956. I was vice chair twice of the Charter Revision Commission back in 97 and then again in 2000 when it did pass, and then all those things changed. And subsequently, the council saw in its wisdom at the time to treat the positions as they should be upgraded or downgraded based on pay grade.
I got a question for you, Pete.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if I'm getting way ahead of myself, but say we give a 5% increase for this will carry on for 2 years. So what would happen in 2 years? What you guys come up with? How would you get another increase by?
Well, I put together some a different way of looking at this. Historically, we've always reviewed, the council has set up the compensation committee to review these salaries biannually and in the odd-numbered years. I propose at this point something to be looked at is regarding others like step increases. Okay, that we might want to take a look at similar to what the unions use but only do them in an every two-year thing outlay, but increase them, you know, from the first year to step one, two, three, and four. Step one being, let's say, recently elected to a position. Subsequent elections, it gets bumped up a little bit, and so on and so forth. And then at the end of that, let's say, 6 or 8 year time frame, it would be once again be reviewed by a compensation committee to adjust things and move it forward. That would provide a lot of continuity in the process, would take away some of the political considerations that go on every single time this committee and the council have to address these matters, which could still be in place because it would need to be, because maybe part-time salaries could be addressed that way. I took it upon myself to address the, well, all full-time and part-time elected salaries, just for your edification, and I put it together in one of these binders here. And where it says step increase charts, you could take a look at that, and I gave you a number of different examples based on either flat dollar increase for all positions or percentage increases for all of them, and then depending upon what you might choose from among them, if at all, but if you did, what the step increase chart might look like, you know, accordingly for the years after this. Of course, I think that that would probably require more research than what you're going to have time for to implement, because right now your duty is just to set the next salaries, if you do at all, or any increases. So having said that, if regard to 5%, Alderman Pabon, I believe the nearest that I could come up with, what I believe I started 6%, and then I gave an 8% and 10% example. But 6%, you know, you're looking at a total outlay when fully implemented. Hang on here a minute. The full amount would increase for all five elected full-time positions by $20,000. Okay, if you incorporated any increases or same increase for the part-time positions of council, treasurer, corp counsel, and clerk of the committees, that's an additional $5,900. One of the things that you may find or what this would pertain to in terms of the total outlays, this would have to occur over a course of two or three fiscal years, because the election, if you implemented something now, the next fiscal year would not be fully impacted. You would only, because it's November, you would have to take into account basically, you know, 7/12 of that increase for that fiscal year. And then the next fiscal year, everything would be fully implemented. Okay, and I gave you breakdowns on each of those scenarios as to what the FY15 impact would be, FY16 and FY17. Okay, there are the percentage increases. If you look at the current salaries and how they are, a percentage increase lifts all each boat, but it's kind of inequitable, okay? That's why I not only gave you options on a percentage increase, but also a flat dollar increase, okay? And that can be, you know, whatever you choose to make it. All I did was try to give you some examples of what it would look like in the fiscal dollars associated. But the a percentage increase, as I argued 8 years ago, the recommendations at that time were varied the way our commission came out. We had recommended a 6% increase for the mayor, a 5% increase for the registrar of voters, and the tax collector, I'm sorry, the town clerk, and I believe a 3% increase, I think, for tax collector. And the reason for that was the varying shifts of duties, the increasing responsibilities placed by state statutes or other things on all the positions, or in just general, how difficult they've continued to become, or what automation might have been available, such as with the tax collector's office, to make things easier for them to manage and therefore not, you know, warrant such an increase. That was met with some opposition by the elected officials, especially at the lower end, on that, of that suggested increase. And while the council was generally in support of the concept of going about the increases that way, they figured politically more expedient route would just be to give a 5% flat increase, which is what happened. Okay, but all that does, as I said, it keeps the 5% in terms of real dollars, continues a growing disparity between the positions, right or wrong. And perhaps at this time, I would suggest more of a flat dollar increase, if there were to be one, to be more equitable amongst all, across all of the board, if you will.
My next question for you, Carlos.
Okay, so do you want to ask your question now? Or I wanted to first of all recognize that Alderman Salerno has been here for the last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. So thank you, Alderman Salerno, for being here. I was going to actually address, if I could, before your question, I was actually going to address, first of all, thank you. I didn't bring your stuff with me tonight because I did look at it, but I thought I would bring that next Monday night. I didn't know that you were going to be here.
This is for all positions.
Correct, but yeah. I didn't bring it with me tonight.
That's okay.
And you know, so I honestly, in my opinion, and I think maybe as we get into the weeds of some of what we're going to be doing, a flat across the board is not something that I think is equitable. I think some positions require some heavy lifting. We are way, way off from where we should be. Mm-hmm. And some positions, in my opinion, are deserving way and above that. I hope we have the political will to do what is right. I hope we also have the political will to maybe tie it to some index in the future, mm-hmm. Of some kind, or maybe we tie it to a particular union that when they get a raise, you know, it goes along as well. But I honestly think that there's a lot of work that we need to do this time, mm-hmm. to get some of these salaries where they should be. I think in some positions, we have been very fortunate that people have taken some of the positions for the amount of income for the amount of salaries that we pay. Yep. And so that needs to be rectified, because you just can't continue to ask some people to do some of the positions that they do, mm-hmm. and make as little as they do.
Yeah, and if I might add, Mr. Chairman, with regard to perhaps tying it to either a union contract, I know that my office deals with 1186, only in that we get 1186-like benefits and wage scale increases, so we kind of follow them, even though they're not part of the union.
Correct.
But but the increases that have been afforded in all this, you know, the last 12 years have come to a point where the staff, you know, our assistants in my office anyways, are going to be nearly making the salary that I am. Very little difference. And I know the same is true with some of the other departments, such as the town clerk, for one instance, and tax collector certainly as well. So, you know, it's something that does need addressing. I'm grateful that, you know, there's a recognition this time around that for too long things have been stagnant.
I'm speaking for myself.
I don't like to think of it as me, just, you know, it's my position or that it's me, because this all outlives me. I'd like to see a better structure in place for everyone, current and future, you know, folks that get elected to these positions and or are serving like on the council, mm-hmm. level or corp council, et cetera.
Again, so that's, I mean, we'll see at the end of the day. I'm only speaking for myself. Those are some, yep. of the opinions, mm-hmm. that I've been looking at. Again, you know, when I started looking more and more at some of these comparisons, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me.
We are not even close to where we should be.
Right.
So a 5% just isn't going to do it for that particular position.
Correct.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then it's in some cases, I think in some cases we're more on the money. We're more in line, mm-hmm. possibly. But then that's where we're going to start looking into, you know, responsibilities. Tell me what your office does. You know, your total staff. You know, day to day, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Kind of stuff. And I think, you know, again, going back to one race since 2000, and in some cases, you know, and that was it. So nothing.
Not at all.
And in some cases, maybe nothing has been changed in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you just can't ask people sometimes to give up what they do to take on certain responsibilities, and you know, they for the amount of money that you're going to pay them. Sometimes it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And if I could just to, from a dollar perspective, give you the worst case scenario of all the information I gave you would be a, let's say, 10% increase across the board. Collectively, when fully implemented and in all the positions, it's $43,000, you know. Could go perhaps as high as 60 or something like that, but in any case, it wouldn't be fully implemented. And it's a not even a rounding error in a $200+ million budget.
Any other questions for Mr. Gostin? Thank you, sir, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you more.
I'll remain in case you need to ask any other questions.
Mr. Bernacki, would you like to talk a little bit about town clerk and then whatever other comments you have?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
I have a couple of handouts. Should I give it to Larry or can I approach
him? Bring him up. You don't mind, sir, do you?
Why wait, Larry?
Larry's attempting.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, very good. I like this. And you have some different towns, okay.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Bernacki. I'm the town and city clerk. In that capacity, I also serve as the registrar of vital statistics and also the clerk of the county council. I was elected to the position in November of 2013. I was asked to put together roles and responsibilities, which I handed out to you. I could either read it in its entirety or if the chair wants to peruse it and the committee peruse it, you can.
Honestly, do you want to touch on some of the highlights?
Sure.
I mean, certainly this is your this is your time to, you know, tell us.
Okay. The town clerk is a elected official sworn to uphold the constitutional laws of the state of Connecticut. The town clerk's office is heavily regulated by state statutes. The state provides that town clerks attend two conferences per year as part of a certification process. It would take between 2.5 to 3 years to become certified as a Connecticut town clerk. So there is a lot of professionalism associated with the position of town and city clerk. We handle a lot of information on an annual basis. I computed that we serve over 16,000 customers per year and process over 45,000 transactions per year. We do that with a total of 8 people. In comparison, one of the things I did as a new town clerk is I had a couple of field trips that I took some of my staff members to different town clerk's offices throughout the state of Connecticut, because in government, from what I saw as a small business person, once you do something, you always do it and nothing ever changes. So what I wanted to do was open people's eyes to see what other offices do. And in some of the offices that we did go to, the offices were between 3 to 6 people. A lot of times they were not a hospital town. Hospital town obviously provides for births and deaths. New Britain has a major hospital, a couple hospitals in the city. So we provide a lot of services in terms of transactions because of births and deaths. Because of the fact the city of New Britain is also 100% developed, we do an inordinate number of land transactions. And being part of not only the Connecticut Town Clerks Association, but also the Harford County Town Clerks Association, from the Harford standpoint, other than the city of Harford, we probably do 7 times more in land recordings than all of the other surrounding towns within the greater New Britain area. I did provide with you to you a second handout, which shows the different towns in the greater New Britain area with the population and the salary of the town clerk. I did get an email tree going with several of the town clerks, and they were able to give me a modified salary for them. So from when I gave the chairman the 2013 CCM salary guide, there's been a couple of increases for some of the towns because they do get raises in some instances every year. So that is the most up-to-date on some of the towns that are also on that list that I gave you. In terms of the major duties, I am basically the signatory of a lot of the different documents. I am, being a small business person, I tend to roll up my sleeves and also be heavily involved with the day-to-day operations. You'll see me if you come in. I'm at the front counter many times assisting the town the employees in the town clerk's office, where I issue the licenses also and birth certificates, death certificates. I also process the burials and cremation. The only thing I don't do, because I didn't go to class yet, was the land records. And I don't want to mess up ownership of property, because that's very important, not only in the city of New Britain, but the state of Connecticut and America as a whole. So that's the only thing that I have not done. So a lot of the major duties that you see here, I have done all of those within the year's time. The staff has been wonderful. They've been an excellent resource. I have three people that have over 30 years of experience. I have two people that have over 25 years experience and two people that have over 10 years of experience. So we have a great deal of institutional knowledge within the town clerk's office. If you've seen the news lately, there's an issue with the Secretary of State, and who knows what is going to happen with that, but they did mention that the town clerk's office may be impacted by a decision by the legislature if something comes to fruition. That's a big undertaking. It's a big decision to make, and I'm skeptical that something is going to happen this year, but I think change is coming down the road, and how that looks, who knows. But again, we do get the training and the professionalism, so I know there was some discussion about people being trained. We are trained every year by the Secretary of State's office in terms of updates to election laws, because we also have to have a part in the elections. We're up to date on all of the state mandates that come down, and as aldermen, I think you're well aware of mandates that come down also on the city level. Our department budget is a little over $500,000. Our revenues, we collect about $1.6 million in revenue. So we're one of the few departments that run a surplus. As I mentioned, being a small business owner, there's nothing I wouldn't ask the employees to do that I wouldn't do myself. I've always had that tact when I ran my printing company. And I remember a comment that Pete DeNuzzi had when he served as the Board of Finance Commissioner last year when I presented my first budget. He says, geez, Mark, where's the fat? And I said, well, this is a budget of what I need to run the department. And we put some extra monies into technology. I think the skill set for town clerks is also evolving, where a lot more emphasis is based on technology and being able to use the internet more. One of the first things I did was to buy some software to open up the land record portal that would allow people that are searching properties, whether they're attorneys, banks, mortgage companies, or the general public, to be able to log on to the website, download land records. The city would make a dollar per page that's printed out, and it's deposited directly into the city account. We didn't have that before. The old way of doing it was people had to come to City Hall or through the mail request copies of records. If they did come in, they used the copier that was provided by a copier company. The city would keep 75 cents out of the dollar. With the land record portal, we keep 100% of that dollar. So we were able to increase our revenues. I also was able to renegotiate the contract with the copier vendor, where we're now making 85 cents on the dollar instead of 75 cents on the dollar. And again, more to come with that. Our front counter is extremely busy. I am, again, working toward my town clerk certification, which will take 2.5 to 3 years to complete that. I'm also active in the Town Clerks Association and also the Harford County Town Clerk Association. And I was just elected as the assistant vice president of the association. That has an upward type of trajectory that every year, as you know, it goes up on that. We are embracing technologies. We have these things that maybe Jessica may not know, but we all know these things called typewriters, that we're trying to phase those things out and trying to replace them with computers and laser printers. So again, we're able to be ahead of the curve with technology and embrace it. The chairman had asked about what's done, what's outsourced, and what is in-house. Majority of the work that we do is all in-house. It's transaction-based. If a person comes in or calls on the phone or even emails us now, or I have a Facebook that also we post on and try to be responsive to that. We do majority of the work in-house. We do have a software provider called COT Systems that we rent software from, and that's how we keep tabs of our land records, our death certificates, our marriage licenses, our dog licenses. We're also starting to put the minutes on, so that way council agendas and individual resolutions, petitions, and reports are now online going forward. So if you have an issue, you can search that by key name or by the item number of the report, resolution, or petition, and you can then have that pulled up. And if the searching public wants to print it, they could print it online, pay the dollar to us, and everyone is happy. We also utilize Atkins Printing out of New Britain to do some of the scanning or the microfilming of records. So we work closely with them. In days gone by, New Britain used to have a microfilming system, but that got to be too cumbersome, timely, and costly to keep up the equipment. So that service is provided to us by not only Atkins, but if COT land records are also microfilmed, because of the fact we scan it and it automatically is stored on the COT server. So part of their contract provides for them microfilming also. So again, it's very little cost. It's about 5 or 6 cents per image to microfilm. I recently developed a questionnaire for the public to fill out. I offered a couple prizes, one to West Main Restaurant Tavern and the other one to Amato's, to fill out a survey to see what their experience in the town clerk's office was. Did they find parking was convenient? Did they think parking was too high or too low? What type of service were they looking for in the town clerk's office? How was that rated? Have they used our online site? How was that rated? Have they used our phone system? We've got some comments on the phone system. And we also asked for recommendations, and a couple of things that came out of that was there was a need definitely for having an ATM in City Hall, because of the fact that City Hall is basically cash or check based, and a lot of people, especially the younger generation, just carry the plastic, the debit cards, or the basically the debit cards. And we do not accept that, so we have them go down to TD Bank. So in discussion with the mayor, she agreed to, I believe, have TD Bank look into putting an ATM in City Hall. So by doing those type of things, we're able to get a pulse of the public to see exactly what they want. Again, coming from the small business side, you know, I'm very customer service oriented, so I want to know exactly what's going on, and also going to other town clerk sites, I want to be able to see and pick their brains, because, you know, copying is flattery, and if someone's doing something better or the processing is better, then why not bring it down, and why not bring the staff down to see how other people are doing that, and see how those processes are working or not working in a particular city or town. And the last thing, social media. We started that with Facebook, doing a lot more with emails, and we've modified our website. We went from 1.5 pages to about 12 pages, filled with all type of information that at one time was posted on Pete's wall in the office. If you went to Pete DeNuzzi's office, everything was pasted up on the wall. And I said, well, what's that for? He said, well, when the people call, you know, I got it right there and I could tell them the information. I said, well, why can't we just scan it and put it online? Which is, it took me a while to generate it, but in working with the IT department, they were very helpful in giving me the access to do that on a regular basis. So I'm able to add more and more items that the public is looking for on the online, on the website. And again, that's, again, the evolving skill set that I think is necessary for this position. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Bernacki. So first of all, I think New Britain was very, very well served by your predecessor, Mr. Peter DeNuzzi. But there's no question that the town and city clerk's office needed to get with the 21st century. So all the work that I know you took your office on a tour of other communities and went to see what they do for online services, and that whole development is definitely a step in the right direction. I have always felt that the town and city clerk, the tax collector's office in particular, those were the quote-unquote retail sites for the city of New Britain. That's for the majority of the people. That's what they, you know, when they come to City Hall, they come to either town and city clerk to get records or to, you know, get permits and to, I mean, not permits, but I mean like dog permits or things like, you know, licenses, marriage licenses, the whole nine yards. And then obviously when you go to pay your taxes, you know, and that's for the most part where people have their experience with City Hall. So whoever's down there needs to be extremely tuned in to customer service. It's all about that. And you know, I've I've gone into town and city clerk's office in the past, and you can just stand there, and nobody acknowledges you. And, it certainly is an issue. So anything that you do to drive home, I don't care if it's your turn to look at the counter, but just say someone will be with you shortly is great. You know, that kind of, because that's the face of the city. So I think all your efforts to modernize the office, I thank you for that. I thank you for bringing us online. I know you've done some other things like that in other areas, the portals that you're talking about. So one thing that you mentioned, bringing in an ATM machine. Well, instead of bringing in an ATM machine, why don't we just look at being able to accept the debit cards and get the portals that we need, and whether it's here or in the tax collector's office, I don't know if they're allowed to or if you're allowed to, but being able to bring that in and saying, yeah, you want to pay with a debit card, here's, just put it in and take the money out. Maybe that's another way of thinking about it other than bringing in an ATM machine. Maybe TD Bank has to obviously service the, it's another site, security, the whole nine yards, there's money in there. You don't want to see the ATM machine go out the back door, So I don't know whether maybe being able to accept that and having whatever software we need to be able to take that in would be a good idea. Thank you for this comparison of towns. I noticed that we only have two of the towns from your list on our list, Meriden and Middletown. The salary, now you said that you called just recently to confirm the salaries?
I responded with email, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the salary for Middletown we have is less than what's on here. I also show that the Middletown one is appointed. Do you know whether from these other towns, are they all elected or are any of them appointed? Do you know the difference, or are any of them union positions?
Statewide, 2/3 of the town clerks are elected, 1/3 are appointed. In many of the larger communities, there are a split in job responsibilities. The town clerk, there would be a town clerk, a city clerk, and a different registrar of voters in many communities. So there may be 2 or 3 jobs in the other communities where New Britain, everything is rolled into one. So that's the other thing that they should also look at too. I don't know if that if those comparisons show that they have something called a town clerk or a registrar of vital statistics or a city clerk. I don't know that.
That's a good question.
That they have 2 to 3 positions, whereas we have just one position.
Jessica, could you make a note of that and see what you can find out about some of those, like some of these towns that the question about, do they have one person do all the things? Like, as Mr. Bernanke just said, he's the town clerk, the city clerk. So give me the breakdown again for Jessica.
Vital statistics.
Yep.
Town clerk, city clerk, and clerk of the common council.
So if you can find out those three responsibilities, if they're also wrapped up in one position or two positions, or as Mr. Bernanke suggested, maybe even 3 positions.
Okay. Now, as clarification, did you mention that Norwalk was one of them that you had?
In terms of on our list?
Yeah.
Norwalk is, that's an elected position. Yeah.
No, it's an appointed. It's an appointed.
Norwalk?
Correct.
Norwalk, no, city on clerk. Page. Are you on town and city clerk?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking. Mine says elected charter -1-166. It's elected and it's a full-time position in Norwalk.
Oh, I have 2 different. Town and city clerk. Are there both?
Yeah.
Are you looking?
Okay.
Again, they have 2 different. I was talking with the Therese Pack from New Britain Days.
Yeah, she's in Bristol.
She's the town clerk of Bristol. Norwalk has a similar population as New Britain. They have a town clerk and a city clerk. They're combined. Income is $152,000 between those 2 positions.
So you know Norwalk has a town clerk and a city clerk?
Yeah, and
well, this
city
is
clerk.
This is labeled here.
Right.
Which, Mr. Chairman, just a quick
hold
question.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Are you in the front?
We are in the very front of town city clerk. I'm on the second page here. So at the very top, and I was looking at the second, was Norwalk city clerk below, and then
I'm sorry. That's already labeled for us. Norwalk.
Correct.
Thank you. It is already labeled for us. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. My error. Okay. Norwalk correct. Town clerk, Norwalk city clerk.
Correct.
She already has that broken out. So she's maybe, so the, and I'm sorry, question to Jessica. Did you do that? Because I noticed some of them just say Simsbury town clerk. That's all they had was just a town clerk?
Right.
Okay.
And another town that I know about, Middletown, there is a town clerk and also a separate registrar of vital statistics. So those definitely have two different jobs. They've been trying to consolidate those, but they haven't. I believe Waterbury just did, but Waterbury was a bit different because they were under state control because the state took over Waterbury, right, and they had a different town clerk than a registrar of vital statistics, and
okay,
I believe they just merged those in within the last year, if not less.
So, Mr. Bernanke, if you would be so kind, the towns that you know, especially the ones that we did a research on, and Jessica can tell you the towns that we have on our list,
okay,
if you know for a fact that this town and this town has two separate or three separate people, if you would just let Jessica know so that we can get that information.
Sure.
Okay, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Jessica, if you can, just email me that report, and I'll
And if you will, just the differences in responsibilities, I would like to know what the difference is between the town clerk and the city clerk, essentially, to better understand the breakdown in salaries as well. Uh-huh. I mean, if we're rolling out everything in one in New Britain, but they're doing it obviously differently in Norwalk, I'd like to understand why. And exactly what those details are.
I think it's both understanding why. I think it's just important to understand what the positions do. Why they broke it out, I don't think is...
Well, I would like to know why.
Well, we
specifically as to why the shorter.
Right.
Well, again, but it would be interesting to that.
And vital statistics is all the birth records, death records.
Birth, deaths, and marriages.
And marriages, thank you.
Right.
Okay, so that's what that position. Yeah.
Population similar to ours.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I want to know why. I doubt that was it.
All right. Pete Gosson just gave me one of the CCMs from 2013, which I believe, Mr. Chairman, you have.
Yeah.
In the note for Norwalk, the town clerk was, again, for 2013, was at $85,893. It's an elected position. The city clerk is an appointed position, and that's at $64,816.
That was Norwalk?
That was Norwalk.
Yeah, so we have town clerk, yeah. Norwalk town clerk at 88,384 full-time position.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's more.
And Norwalk city clerk at 77,493. So,
right.
Much higher than those numbers.
Town clerk or,
yeah. So, you know, so listen, guys, we're really, really trying to get as much accurate information as possible so that we can come up with, again, as I said, hopefully we come up with an equitable offering, even if it's not politically expedient. I don't really care. I never have cared about political expediency. I just want to do what's right to the best of our abilities.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
To speak to several of your points and obviously the clerk's points as well, obviously your office and the office of the tax collector have the most, I would assume, foot traffic going through the offices here at City Hall, correct? So as I'm looking at the sheet that you gave us, the salary compensation for Greater New Britain area, none of the cities or towns are comparable in population. And why I say that is, how many people go through your office? I would assume a lot more people are coming through your office than anywhere else, correct?
Probably the tax collector, because I know every time that they send out the major tax bills, you've got about 40,000 cars, so there's 40,000 tax bills just in that regard. And then properties, you have about 17,000 properties. So they probably, times two, because there's two billing cycles for the properties and one billing cycle for the cars. A lot of theirs is done electronically through mortgage companies and banks, but they queue up pretty good. We queue up pretty good for dog licensing season, which is in June. Last year, I worked with the police department, and we had a rabies clinic over at the old police department, only to try to have another event so we can bring down the amount of foot traffic that we have at City Hall. We did that on a Saturday, and we were able to register over 100 dogs. I think we have about 2,400 licenses for dogs, which is way low. The police department thinks that there's actually about 4,000 to 5,000 dogs in the city of New Britain, and not everyone is licensing them. But we're trying those things. I know that the mayor and the park department is working with the Petsapalooza. That's coming up in July. We're working with one of the vets that came down last year. She wants to, again, have a rabies and parvo clinic sometime in June. And town clerk's office, myself, and maybe one volunteer from my office we'll also be down there to register and license dogs also.
How many, on a daily basis, what do you think your office sees in terms of traffic?
Just going to ask that question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Well, again, I was saying about 45,000 transactions a year. This winter has been brutal with the funeral directors. We've had an inordinate amount of deaths. Sometimes we would see the same person from the funeral home 2 to 3 times a day processing death certificates, burial permits, and cremation licenses. So there's been a lot of activity in the deaths. So we're going to exceed what we had budgeted for in terms of revenue. So we're going to make more money on people dying. But we're a little bit down on marriages. But again, we're able to do that online so people can at least fill out the document instead of having them come in the old traditional way of coming in. We give them a form to fill out. They take 15, 20 minutes to fill it out, and a lot of times they bring their whole entourage down. They give us the form. We go back to the typewriters, type it out, which could take us, and I'm a hunting pecker, so it'll take me a while to do that. But now we have the software where people can do that off-site in their office or at home. They hit the submit key. It comes to our computers at City Hall, and if there's any typographical errors, we can review it with them. So it takes a lot less time to process marriage licenses. Not now, but probably within the next 10 years, the state of Connecticut will do a lot more with e-commerce for e-recording of land records, where records will be submitted to us electronically. Connecticut was the 42nd state in the nation to agree to go to electronic filing of land records. We're just starting to scratch the surface with that, but I would say within the next 10 years, a lot of what we're doing with foot traffic nowadays, where people are coming in to have things recorded, they'll be done on computer electronically.
So you're finding a lot of ways to expedite the process, essentially,
yes,
is what I'm hearing. And I mean, this is all relatively new because it wasn't here before you were here, essentially, in terms of making and streamlining the process itself for people to make it easier for folks. So I just want to talk salary for a second. In comparison, the most comparable town I have here in terms of salary is Southington. And yep, that's a whopping 30,000 less folks. During your navigation through other town and city clerk offices, what are some of the differences and responsibilities that you found?
A lot of them are basically the same because town clerks are heavily regulated by state statutes. If there are towns that the town clerk also acts as the registrar of vital statistics, they have to issue the same licenses that we in New Britain do, the death, marriage, and birth licenses. Where we may differ a bit is a town like Berlin doesn't have a hospital. The folks from Berlin usually go to New Britain. So we get the birth certificates. So a lot of the action is in New Britain because of that. We also have the hospital for deaths, so we had to process more death certificates because we have hospitals in New Britain, whereas the surrounding communities don't. In regard, again, to Middletown, I know that salary for the town clerk is way up there. That person is not the registrar of vital statistics. They're trying to do that, but they have another full-time person that does that. I don't know what the salary is for the person of vital statistics in Middletown, but that's just the wage for the town clerk in Middletown. So in terms of the responsibilities, if they are the registrar, then they do the same exact thing as we do in New Britain. There are some town clerks also clerk council meetings like I do. Others don't. We certify documents. Everyone does that. The land recordings are all the same in every town. The town clerk does all the land recordings throughout the whole 169 cities and towns. And again, it's heavily regulated. In terms of the fee structure that we have, $53 is the recording fee. So if you buy a house, there's a $53 recording fee. If you take out a mortgage, there's a $53 recording fee. Out of that $53, $40 of it goes to the state of Connecticut, 11 of those dollars go into the general fund, and $2 go into the document preservation fund at the local level. So out of $53, New Britain is only keeping $13 of it. We do 100% of the work, plus buying the binders, making the copies to put them into the binders, putting them into the vault, maintaining the vault, but the state scrapes off $40 out of the $53 that we generate.
So we're talking about a lot of micromanaging, essentially, is what we have to do for a population that exceeds pretty much everyone on the list that you gave us, and in comparison to a lot of other cities and towns.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And to Alderman Sanchez's point, when you look at the some of the towns and city clerks, town and city clerk list in the beginning of what Ms. Giratana put together for us, I think you will find some towns that, in my opinion, are somewhat comparable to New Britain in terms of demographics, let's just say. Maybe not as many people, but like the city of Meriden, the salary for the town and city clerk is substantially higher. Milford is not demographically like New Britain. It's certainly smaller than New Britain, but that is also higher. Newington, we know, is smaller. Now, that's an appointed position, but it's almost in comparison to Meriden. So, you know, this is Norwalk demographically. It's not like New Britain at all, but they have two positions, if not three, possibly doing the work that we have one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we need to definitely take a look at some of those. Again, we have a good mix here. Between this and this, we have a good mix of appointed, elected. And I think there's a couple of them that I noticed that Ms. Giratana marked were being, some of them are non-union, some of them are union positions. I just saw one that was a union position. I think it was Simsbury, for instance.
That is Simsbury.
Simsbury, I think, is a union, full-time.
It's also appointed.
It's also appointed.
Correct.
91,000, by the way. And it's a full-time union position. And we know Simsbury probably has, what, 15,000, 18,000 people?
Right.
So I don't know much activity that person gets, but I don't think it's anywhere near the foot traffic and the stuff that we have in our office.
So. And from a standpoint of productivity, I believe one of the offices that we went to, it was not a hospital town. They had very little in terms of walk-in. We didn't see one person walk in, and we were there for about 2.5 to 3 hours. Not one person walked into the office. They had a full-time staff of 4 people. And when they found out we had 8, they're saying, how can you do what you do with 8? I'm not advocating looking for more people, but again, we're trying to be as productive as possible, and we're looking at technology to try to make us more efficient in the office to make sure that when we have the big rushes for dog licensing season or with the land recordings that we have or the elections that are coming up when we do the absentee ballots, we're looking at new software to help us generate the absentee ballots quicker than putting it through, again, the old traditional typewriter, which is the way they were doing it. So we got a $90 label maker that we're able to type on the screen, print out the label, instead of doing it on a typewriter.
Mr. Bernacki, you've made a comment that you hunt and peck when it comes to the typewriter. You didn't go to Slade Junior High, did you?
Mrs. Schweitzer.
Did you have Mrs. Schweitzer?
Yes.
And the best you could do is hunt and peck?
Well, maybe I'm too modest, but
it's more than
2 fingers.
I was going to say, you obviously didn't have Mrs. Schweitzer because you
had
done better
Schweitzer
than hunting and pecking.
Yeah.
But you did have Mrs. God rest her soul.
Yep.
and fortunately, we did not experience what happened in Hartford that I'm sure our registrar can tell us more about yesterday, if he went there to the state capitol. I'm sure we have our problems, but fortunately nothing as bad as that. Any other questions of Mr. Bernacki?
Not of Mr. Bernacki.
Okay.
More of a statement.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
sir.
And the committee may reach out to you for more information, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jessica, Ms. Giratana, you're going to be able to get to him. Okay, some of the different towns.
Yeah,
great. Whatever other information you have that may be of use to the committee, please don't hesitate.
Sure.
Mr. Gostin.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
As two point of references, the information I provided you on the January 29th blue book here,
mm-hmm.
Under the first tab where you have sample salary increases, I had copied the CCM charts for over 60,000 population so that you could see the comparative salaries that each of those, there's about a dozen communities on there.
Mm-hmm.
Norwalk is one of them. And even though this is a 2013, this is a point of reference for all full-time elected positions, the mayor, et cetera, in this report. And then also another point of reference for you, you had mentioned something about not being politically expedient, but doing what's right, and I commend you for that. But perhaps we might want to look at our current ordinance that sets up your committee. And it's done in the odd-numbered years. Perhaps you might want to, my recommendation in here is to go to an even-numbered year for the appointment of this compensation committee so that there's a full year and a half before the next election, and I think that can temper some of the rise that the public might otherwise have in any recommendations for increases. So I think it would help the city deliberate in a more even-handed approach.
Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate your comments. Does Mr. Alderman Salerno or Alderman Salvio wish to make any? Hold on 1 second. I was just given a very important note, sir. Come back here, sir. Alderman, viene qua.
You can go up to the board.
Are you in for it now?
Thank you, Carl. You're welcome, Alderman. Alderman Salerno.
I'm trying to out-talk some of my other colleagues here.
Your name, address, date of birth.
Dana Salerno, 80 Jones Drive, citizen taxpayer, as well as an alderman at large here in the city of New Britain. First, I want to commend you all for taking this thankless task of hanging on the compensation committee process. I think it's probably well overdue. I think that's part of the concern that I would have from the standpoint that it's sort of lied fallow for a while. 2007, I think, was the last time that something was done, so it's nearly a decade moving into that. And so I think that that's certainly is something that needs to be addressed. I would like to confer with Mr. Gostin as well and agree with him on that position that you should seriously take a look at changing that particular part of the ordinance. I would highly encourage it and support it on council from the standpoint that it's not necessarily to be politically expedient or to dodge things. I think it's about, if you're going to do things from a public administration point of view versus just a elected official point of view, that if we continue to roll more things into a public administration perspective, that it makes sense to take things out of an electoral process. I think too often what happens is people view it when they find out afterwards that something was done, that it was done for political purposes. And how do you give yourself a raise? My other position, though, is that I really think that not only is this a bad time from an economic point of view to do this time around from a budgetary perspective. I think if we're looking to hold the bar on everybody, which we're doing, or with I just came in from the Finance and Taxation Board, which is really slashing everything that they possibly can. They're down to the marrow that for this committee, with the support of the council, ultimately, to vote it up or down is really not a good time for this particular year. I think it ought to be addressed. I think the work that's been done is certainly crucial, but I would highly support and recommend that you move forward in another time. I'd like to also see it, though, on an even year perspective, that if it got away from an odd year on the local elections, that it would make sense to be able to do something like that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that if you can have to apply it to the same fiscal year process. There might be a way to be able to say that come a certain period of time, this is when those particular increases kick in. I'm not so sure about the aldermanic piece in terms of how much more, though. You know the city of Hartford, of course, pays their aldermen, council members, something in the vicinity of $15,000 or $16,000 or $17,000 a year. Now, you know, they may be twice the size, but even if we were twice the size, we'd be making $7,500 a year. And so if we're going to go based on increasing somewhere, we would be half of what they make. So I'm real, you know, concerned about how that works. I don't think anybody runs for office on the Common Council to make money. So we all know that. And there's this, you know, we almost have a quorum here, by the way. We're close to having a quorum.
We did almost.
Don Naples left. But that's, I would highly encourage you to take a look at it. I think the ordinance can be changed. And it would seem to me make some sense to do that. I'm not so sure that certain positions ought to be the same across the board. I don't think that a flat 5% makes sense. You know, we can give lots of examples. Most commissioners make more money than the governor of the state of Connecticut. Members of Congress don't make enough money for what they do, if they did anything, which is always questionable these days. The President of the United States makes about $400,000 a year, and he's the head of the free world. So, you know, go figure. You know, public service is never supposed to be where you make money. In fact, you're supposed to only stay there a short period of time and move on. That would be the idea. So those are my thoughts. I strongly support going into even years, and then maybe looking at the major positions of tax collector, for instance, or registrar, or town clerk, as maybe working on that first. I don't know if you have to do the entire process immediately. And if you roll them into a period over a 3 or 5 year period, I think it's more palatable to the general public. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Alderman. Before Alderman Salvio speaks, can I do want to make some general comments, Alderman Salerno, if I may. So, I think we're in the position that we're in now. First of all, I served on the compensation committee when Mary Morocco was on the council also. So that goes back 2009 or 2011, I think. And we opted to do nothing at all. It was not very complicated. We didn't have any meetings. We had them just amongst ourselves. I think Alderman Hermanowski, you served too. Thank you very much. So now that I have the cast of characters that came out that year. So we didn't do anything. And it just wasn't palatable to do any raises because the finances were difficult. I think the finances in this town have been difficult for the last 30 years, as far as I'm concerned. And so I appreciate, your comments. I think I would hope that we have that we do fix some situations, because I think what's going to happen, quite honestly, is if we don't take care of some salaries in some areas down the road, if it's not in the next 2 years or the next 4 years, we may not really have any candidates to run for some offices, because there simply is no compensation. They have to give up some position that they're in now. If I may, you have a Republican register of voters who gave up a decent position at a Fortune 500 company to take a little less salary to do his position that he's in. But there aren't too many people that will do that. So I think we want to make sure that the salary is obviously what we can afford, but it's also commensurate with the, requirements of the position. At least that's what I want to do. I don't want to have to look at people and say, well, yeah, I know you're worth more, but we don't have the money to pay you. So, this is what you're going to get. Because I think at some point you're going to lose, qualified people from running for position. That's just, where I am in terms of my thinking. Again, it's not politically expedient. I think we sometimes have to bite the bullet and move forward. But those are discussions that after the committee meets and comes up with recommendations. Those are certainly discussions that we'll have when the report goes, to admin and when it comes back to the council. So I have a little difference. So I don't think we have an option this year, maybe, but to fix some of these situations. Then ultimately the council is the one that votes. That's just, I don't want to go into all these meetings, all this work, and then just say, yeah, we don't have, we skip it. We don't have the money. We're going to leave everything the way it is again, because I don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now or in an even number year. I'm sorry, Alderman Salvio. I don't know what's going to happen. And someone else may come up and say, we're not going to fix it either.
Again, the only comment to that would be that the fact that you can do some staggered efforts, mm-hmm. the fact that nothing had been done previously for whatever reasons, legitimately or otherwise, that, we just didn't touch some of it. I don't think there's a need to do it across the board. And it might be, again, the prime areas where we're really out of line. The two or three or four positions, and even the mayoral position is one that, it all depends on where you want to go for the future. The assumption being is that a strong mere form of government is necessarily the best form of government. And I'm not so sure
okay,
that's...
Okay, my turn.
So the point is, if you're moving into the area of public administration, for example, and saying you have a mayor that does certain things, maybe that's not the salary you increase. You look at something down the road, and that's just a consideration.
Well, I do want to allow the alderman who's at.
No,
the,
we
the,
do. We do have a charter revision commission, and that's what those things. That's what charter revision commissions are for. But
Alderman Salvio,
I have been around long enough, maybe too long, but I remember when aldermen were paid $750, you didn't run to make money. Certainly not. Not at that time. Although $750 at that time was a lot of money, I guess. what I wanted to say is that this committee, compensation committee, and judging from the grilling that they took at the finance board tonight.
This is
quite different. This is quite different from what has happened in the past. There's a lot more technology involved in preparing the reports that they've prepared. There's a lot more involved in doing what they do. So you should be prepared that you're going to get criticized for whatever it is that you recommend, because taxpayers don't want to pay anybody anything. If they could get away with paying nothing, they probably would in many cases. So you're doing a job that has to be done, and whatever you recommend, I'm sure you're going to recommend, having done a lot of searching in terms of data, et cetera, and taking that data and condensing it and putting it together in a very, very fair way. So, I commend you for doing this and for being on this committee. It's not something that I would relish, because I'd be more sensitive to what's going to come later in the way of repercussions. That being said, buona fortuna. Okay.
And I think that's probably why the three of us are here, because they couldn't get it. No, they couldn't get anybody else to do it. No, Alderman, you're absolutely correct. I mean, this has been, I think, the issue, and why there's been a lot of discussion about when do we do it, and maybe, do we tie it to an index for the future so we don't have to go through all of this? I mean, is this really the fairest way to do a salary review for an employee of a $250,000 a year budget? No, you have department heads of, a $250,000 a year operation.
Billion.
I said a quarter million. Correct the record. $250 million a year operation, and is this really the fairest way to go through a salary review? Absolutely not. I mean, there are. This is not how it's done. But if it's not politically expedient, we just don't do it because we're afraid of the repercussions. Well, I think Lowell Weicker did what he had to do, and probably he got criticized, but it was the right thing to do at the time. So he, you put in the income tax, and
yeah,
certainly,
exactly.
We had the casinos, and that money was supposed to go to education, and we had the gasoline tax, and that money was supposed to go to road and bridges. So forget it. Okay. So Alderman.
Piggyback on something that you just said about, we got to do this. You figure, Pete Gustin says, even with a 10%, it's only going to be about $43,000. We waste $43,000 on lawnmowers for the damn golf course. So I think it's about time that we get some of these officials, a raise. But the way I was figuring this on this compensation committee, I figure we get all the data, us three meet, and we decide what a percentage we're going to do, you know, what we're going to give. Because we can't have department, like, well, okay, like Mark's department, that can't go up there and explain that he wants more money for this and that. I think us three should meet, look at all these different towns, and come up with a percentage.
Well, again, and that's, you know, tonight we were looking to meet, again, on the mayor, town and city clerk, the city treasurer, and now I'm missing the other one. What was the other one? Okay, so those four. Next Monday, we would meet with the tax collector, the clerk of committees, the registrar of voters, and the corporation council. And then the final meeting is when we would actually go through and then have our discussion, recommendations, what do we feel we want to be doing. You know, I did speak to the mayor. She mentioned that she would not be able to attend tonight. I thank the town and city clerk for being here. I'm two council members, three council members, one who's not here, and our city treasurer is not here. But you know, I think if we took a look, if we actually looked, since I, you know, quite frankly, I wanted to talk about the mayor. I want to talk about some of these positions, you know, tonight, just to look over and see. Again, not making any recommendations, but just to look over and see what we have for information when it comes to the mayor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
We got plenty of information right here.
We got plenty of information. We have, by the way, we have a binder full.
Nothing you do is ever going to be fair.
Thank you.
In everybody's eyes.
Correct.
Nothing.
Correct.
I think it's very...
So again, Alderman?
I just think it's very safe to say amongst ourselves and obviously in the public opinion that it's never going to be a right time to actually have this conversation and follow through with it. I think we just have to make the recommendations at the appropriate time based off of the facts that we have here and inform the public as best we can as to why those compensations need to be met. I think you gentlemen did a phenomenal job explaining your roles, exactly what you bring to the table and some of the efforts that you're making to bring us into the new generation of technology, essentially, and ways to make everything a little bit better for everybody else. So, I mean, we can go through these numbers, and I agree.
I think it's important.
But I think the compelling argument has been made, and I think what we're going to have to deal with and we're going to know down the pike that we're going to deal with is public opinion. And that's something that we are going to have to bite the bullet with and absolutely explain to the best of our ability as to why it's important to get this done.
Can I tell you, as chair 8 years ago of this committee, certainly there was a lot of heat directed my way for that very same reason. It's never a good time to raise anything.
It never is, but you know, again, you know, I really think that, you know, quite frankly, from where I come from and in the way I view things, I try to look at each thing that I vote on, honestly and truly. I'm not just here to, I try to look at everything I vote on and make sure that I make the decision that I feel the best with. If it flies with somebody or someone gets upset at it, I really, you know, there's an option on election day. And I don't say, hey, vote me out, but I'm going to do what I feel is right as long as I'm in this position. If I'm not in this position anymore, then quite frankly, so be it.
Absolutely.
I got elected to do something that, you know, for the best interest of the city. So long as I really feel I'm doing that, then I can live with it. And whether I have the opportunity to serve again on the council is quite frankly immaterial to me. Because I know that I can at least walk out and say, hey, I try to do the best I can. I certainly, my record certainly speaks in terms of some of the votes that I've taken and some of the positions I've taken. You know, that I don't tend to shy away from a controversy. You may disagree with me on something. You may agree with me on something. You and I may have an argument about something more than once. But you know what I'm saying? But exactly. And, you know, quite frankly, let's talk about mayor, for instance. We pay our mayor $87,000 and change.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Bristol pays $100,435. Okay. Danbury, again, I'm looking at sizes of cities. There are some other smaller ones here, but I'm going to read all the ones that Jessica supplied to us because I think it's important, and I want to put them on the record. So the town of the city of Bristol is $100,455 elected. Danbury mayor elected $106,875. The East Hartford mayor is 88,000, pretty close to us, 88,736. East Haven mayor is 85,000. Now, Enfield has a town manager. We know the town manager positions are going to be far in excess. That's 134,000.
So.
Right. 134,258. Groton, believe it or not, folks, has a town manager. It's 142,894. Hamden, Connecticut, elected, 95,000. Meriden, it's elected. It's only a part-time position. So the mayor of Meriden only makes 16,788. But then there's a manager that gets 147,878. Okay? Again, to Alderman Salerno's point. And, you know, I think we had that situation in Hartford for many, many years. The mayor was simply a figurehead, and there was a city manager. Then the mayor got more power, and they still have a city manager, I think, as well.
They do have a city manager.
Middletown mayor is 85,000. Milford mayor is 96,697. Newington has a town manager, 137,625. The mayor of Norwalk is 114,524. Correct.
What you're saying now about town managers. We have elementary school principals in this town.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah. There you go.
Correct.
Yeah. I agree.
We do.
No, and when you start talking about numbers of people that they serve and things such as that and what they do and their preparation needed for that job, you know, don't make comparisons. Get away from that.
Okay. Well, I am going to continue reading the list because I think it's important.
Yeah,
it is important because we have to, you know, I mean, when companies hire people, they do salary surveys of what comparable positions are in other companies of that same size and quality of work. So, you know, they do that.
You can't compare public and private. This is government, and that's the problem.
You know, I always go back to the private sector, don't I? I'm always going back to businesses. I'm always going back to businesses in the private sector. And I am comparing public to public here, aren't I? Thank you. I appreciate that. Norwich mayor is 45,000. Norwich manager, 127,5. The first selectman of Simsbury, gee, I don't know what it is today, but we have...
It's staying right where it is.
We have 113,860. Trumbull first selectman is 104,104. The mayor of Vernon is part-time at 30,000. The mayor of Waterbury is 125,702. West Haven, 87,000. And the Windsor town manager is 134.
Yeah, you can't start comparing the
town managers,
mayor or first selectman or something of Simsbury with the kind of...
Correct, Alderman. We again, as I mentioned, we brought in some first selectman positions. We brought in some smaller towns. We brought in, like, Waterbury is bigger than New Britain. But we tried to get a real cross spectrum, you know, not just we try to do as much we can. We also have data on population, we have data on taxable grand list, and we have mill rate information as well. So when we want to dig in deeper into this town or that town, we also have that to look at. But just when you look at it from on the surface, there's an issue with what we're paying our mayor, in my opinion.
Just on the surface, absolutely.
There's also a factor that it's a digression from what your role is. But like talking about town managerships and public administration and doing that sort of apples and oranges comparison, you know, because they're headed in different directions.
Correct.
How they govern.
Correct.
The other part is the issue that if you raise too much, the next thing needs to be is term limits.
Yeah, absolutely.
The idea is that it's nice to make a nice place to be at 100,000+ and then gets, you know, then it's the electoral process, it's questions to be asked. If we have term limits, you can up it and say, well, that's really nice, but I'm only going to make 110,000 for two terms or three terms and I'm done. You know, that's the other part I think that rolls into the, because you won't have that responsibility, but it's going to raise those issues.
Alderman, I agree with you, and I know it's a much larger conversation to be had in the near future, if that were to ever occur.
You can do it. It's a charter.
We do have term limits.
That's a can of worms, right?
We do have term limits. It's called Election Day.
No.
Well, that's
That's the true definition of a term limit on election day.
There can be a debate around that one.
Anyway, yes, sir.
Any other councilmen know that they could come and speak?
So Alderman Pabon asked if every council member was notified.
Absolutely.
That this was their opportunity to come speak. I did notify the people that were at my caucus last night that this was their opportunity to come and speak. If they chose not to come and speak, that is entirely their call.
You know, if I may, when I've had several, I'm sure we've all had several conversations about salaries and just trying to pick people's brains on where we stand and I guess in comparison to other municipalities of our similar size. When I bring up the mayoral salary, people, first of all, had no idea that it was so low. I will say that first and foremost. And when I brought up the fact that there are several responsibilities that we need to obviously be held accountable for as a council, I brought up the fact that we haven't had this type of conversation, and I think in this type of forum with the type of positive attitude that we have here today about making the adjustments or the necessary recommendations to the full body at some point. But if you account for the amount of time that the mayor has to spend outside of this office, along with the amount of office time that she has to spend here, not just her, but other mayors across the state, and the amount of money and that they have to spend on fundraising for other charities and other nonprofits, and the amount of money that they also dish out, I mean, that number, I would assume, declines quite a bit as well. I think we certainly need to. If there's, so, I'm just my point. If there are three positions, I think we need to certainly address, or four, are the mayoral position, town city clerk. Essentially, we need to address the registrar of voters. I think we can address the common council at a later time, but I think these are certainly positions that we need to certainly take notice of and almost very quickly. In tax collector, I apologize. I think there's enough of an argument to actually make at this point to discuss those first and foremost and spend an adequate amount of time discussing why they need to be priority.
You know, if we move on with the talking about council positions, in the survey that we have here before us, there are quite a few towns where it's voluntary and unpaid. Then there are others like Bristol where it's $9,600 a year. East Hartford, outside of leadership positions, it's $4,000 a year. East Haven, it's $1,200 a year. For Meriden City Council, I think the members are about the same as we are, $3,400. Some people actually get $2,400. There's a variety of salaries there. Middletown is $7,200. Norwalk City Council, salary of $600 per member, back to basically, I don't think they've ever, $600. $600.
$750.
Yeah, then Norwich is $1,200. Waterbury City Council is $4,000 for the members. West Haven, it's like $33,000 divided by 13, so you know it's about $3,000 also. So there are a couple towns here and there that have, and certainly as we heard in Hartford, it's probably $15,000 or $20,000. I'm not quite sure what that number is. We didn't bring Hartford into this. But it's really odd that Bristol's paying $9,600 a year.
I think what some of the questions that we would have to really ask at this point are what are their responsibilities? Are they comparable to ours? You know, what exactly do we do that they do differently? Things like of that nature need to be addressed as well, because I mean, then compensation can be addressed at that point. And as an alderman said earlier, I mean, when you're comparing other municipalities to each other, it becomes a little hazy, but I think it certainly should be addressed as well. But to what extent?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of questions to be raised.
Comparisons were based on and data that are similar.
Right.
That would be better. You don't have time for it.
It's very...
You really don't have time for it. But don't, please, don't try to compare what we pay a mayor here with what we pay a mayor for Greenwich or Westport or anything like that.
Oh, of course.
No, really. But yet, the responsibilities are the same. They're responsible for people. Mayor Stewart's responsible for 73,000 people, as are we. And yet there are people that say, you're my alderman. All 15 of us are our aldermen.
Agreed.
We all vote on the same things.
And Bristol's mayor at $100,000 is responsible for 60,568, a mill rate of 34.61, and a net taxable grand list of $3.83 billion.
I'll give you an example. What Mark Bernanke talked about when he was making his, giving his statistics. We charge $53 for what was that? And we get 13 of that. Okay? We have a magnet school on Slater Road. They pay no taxes. We pay for each kid that goes to that magnet school, we pay a certain amount of money. Not only that, we have to get them there and back. That is a crime.
The state takes
from this city, from all cities, that send kids to magnet schools. That is a crime. Their schools, they should pay for it. And I say that in particular for any town's special ed budget. You realize that this town's special ed budget is bigger than many of the municipalities, their entire budget?
And
it's
just
our special ed budget.
It's amazing that you and the chair of the Board of Education agree on this issue, too.
I was on the Board of Finance in 2003, when the special ed budget in the city of New Britain was $22 million, and it was higher than the entire budget for many surrounding towns.
So, Alderman Salvio, you would be, I'm very happy to remind you and anyone else who's willing to listen that your position is the one that I've been espousing ever since I've been on the council, as I think Alderman Bernanke recalls my comments when it came to that sale, and I very proudly voted no but on that sale. But people disagree with me on my position about magnet schools, and we're not here to talk about magnet schools tonight, but, you know.
I was okay with the sale. I'm just not okay with what happened after that.
Yeah, but I wasn't okay with the sale because I didn't want the whole operation. Anyway, but we're not here to talk about that. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Chairman, what else would you like?
Well, the other two position, again, you know, tonight, we don't have the registrar. So the registrar, by the way, when you come back next Monday, if you would sort of go through like a recap of what Mr. Bernanke did, that would be great. The other two that we had for tonight.
Treasurer and basically common council and treasurer.
So no, I had the mayor, common council.
That's right here.
Tax collector. Okay. So tax collector, let's go to town and city clerk. Did we do this one already?
We did all of them.
No, but did we go through the list?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then we can just go to treasurer for tonight.
She's not here.
Right.
Mr. Chair, just a question.
Sir.
About comparisons to the council, and I think that's interesting in that common councils or aldermen or whatever they're called in various cities do have different roles in the sense they're legislative, but some of them, believe me, we have one of the most, I looked into this a little bit, we've got one of the most archaic committee systems.
As have I, sir. Yes.
There are cities and towns that don't even, they come and they vote, period. You know, they may belong to certain council meetings, they do not attend or don't have the opportunity to attend the various meetings often that we do. And the way the process works, and we go through, which I think in some ways is archaic and yet commendable, that once it gets to the council, there's really no reason why anyone on this council shouldn't have the massive part of information and understanding of the issue. because it goes through two or three sets of hoops. There are councils that don't do that and might not get paid as much in terms of showing up, so to speak. So, I mean, that's just a consideration. It's hard to compare councils based on their charter and their expectations.
Yeah, so we have things coming before the council, and then they get shifted off to committees, and then they come back.
Right.
And
we have 15, where a lot of towns are only in 9.
There are 9. There's 9. There's 7.
7-5 on smaller towns. So that's another one of the reasons they may actually have other compensations that might vary. So, I mean, that's a lot of homework for you.
It's quite a bit.
I used to watch once in a while. I watched the Bristol City Council.
Mm-hmm.
And my high school classmate, Bill Storch, was mayor.
Yep.
What a comedy.
I'll tell you.
Was it a good comedy? You enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I love the way Bill used to call for votes. I mean, he didn't wait for anything. All those in favor say, well, once you get
right. Out the door. Yeah, I...
Let's move. I've seen some Bristol also, and the town clerk, Miss Teresa Pack, who's a former classmate of mine, from New Britain High School, daughter of Stanley Pack, former mayor of New Britain. Okay, treasurer. Again, you guys may object to this, but I'm going to go through the list and tell you guys what we have for information. This is a very tricky one, because under our charter, the positions changed tremendously. Because wait until you hear some of the salaries for their city treasurer. Bristol, 5263. Danbury, part-time, elected, 23,166. East Hartford is 4,000. East Haven is voluntary and unpaid. The treasurer of Enfield is appointed. Again, not a really good comparison, but it's 96,100. Groton is appointed. He's also the account manager, making over $100,000 a year. In Hamden, the service is provided by the director of finance. In Meriden, the director of finance serves as a city treasurer. Middletown is elected at $4,383. Milford, full-time union position, also payroll administrator. So obviously the responsibilities are much different, but that's $84,000.
So we can eliminate the treasurer in the city of New Britain and put it in the finance department.
Again, you know, but that's a charter change. Cannot do that because of ordinance, because of charter?
Charter.
So it's a charter.
It's state-driven, too.
Oh, it's also state-driven.
We looked in 2000, we looked into eliminating the treasurer and found that we could not do that.
But why in some of these cases the director of finance serves as city treasurer?
You can do that. Yes. But you can't eliminate the position.
Oh, you can't eliminate the position. Got you. Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
No, he was talking.
I retract and say, yeah, rolling it
rolling
in.
Rolling it in. Newington treasurer, again, the director of finance serves as that. In Norwalk, the comptroller performs the duties. In Norwich, it's elected. We don't know what the responsibilities are, but it's $46,000. Simsbury, the director of finance. Trumbull, it's elected at $22,277. Vernon, $2,300. Waterbury, director of finance. West Haven, part-time, $7,600. And Windsor is appointed at $3,900.
What's our treasurer at?
Our treasurer is at $2,500.
Carlo, may I tell a funny
Yes, sir. $2,510.
Funny story about that.
I don't know if we can pick you up. Do you want to get...
Remember, I think Mark was on the council.
Excuse me, Alderman. Do you want this to be recorded or you just... No.
Oh,
okay.
Mark.
You realize we are recording this.
Twelve.
Bobby Balaki. Bobby Balaki.
There's a young fellow that...
Jason Jakubowski.
...wanted the job as treasurer.
Jason Jakubowski.
Ran for mayor, too. And the year that he wanted the job for treasurer, the council voted to reduce it to what it is now.
23.
It was 12,000. It was reduced to 25,10. No, they just changed the salary. Job remained the same. No difference in the job from when Bobby Balaki had it at $1,000 a month to when the new treasurer was Jason Jakubowski. and it became, this council just changed the salary to 25.10.
Buonanotte.
Gracias.
Ci vediamo domani.
Domani.
Domani sera.
Domani sera. So anyways, those are the four. I think, you know, for tonight, you know, it's good to talk about some of the different towns and what they do. I think we have some homework for Ms. Giratana and our town and city clerk to go over. We have another meeting on Monday, March the 16th at 7 o'clock for the remaining four positions. And then, you know, we can have conversations and then we can come back and make recommendations at our final meeting. You know, can't do comparisons. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. But at some point, again, you need to compare it to something. And I think between what we can get from CCM, what we have in front of us, you know, some, again, we went across the board. Some towns, they don't come close because of, again, their grand list is huge. Their per capita. Their mill rate is much lower than ours too. But we need it, and they have first selectmen, we have a mayor. Some of them have a very strong city manager with a weak mayor system, but we needed to get some comparisons across the board so we can come up with some recommendations. And I want to also at this point thank Jessica for what you did for putting this book together. At the end, Jessica, at the end, we're going to do this, the front executive summary for all the council. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You know, the first, what is it, 10, 12 pages? Yeah. So we'll get that to the council before it goes to admin. So the council can have some time to look over it as well. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made to adjourn. Seconded. The time is now 8:45. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Alderman Salerno, you have got